It is right at 6:00. So I am going to call to order. And we're going to vamp a bit while Phil gets all of his stuff set up.
Go ahead.
Debbie, you've noted attendance. Is there any public testimony that is not going to be addressed here? All right. So do I have a motion on minutes?
I'd move to accept the minutes.
Second.
All right. Any conversation? It's been moved and seconded. We approve the minutes. All those in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Yay. All right. So we've got committee appointments. So for Planning Commission, we've got one vacancy. We've got many, many applicants. Thank you, guys. Jeffrey Watson has asked to go first. So, Mr. Watson.
Is that better? Yes, it is better.
Yes, that is way better.
That's significantly better. Okay. Members of the Volunteer Coordinating Committee, good evening. My name is Jeffrey Watson. I have applied to volunteer to serve on the Planning Commission for the City of Kaiser. I believe the Planning Commission specifically rests at the intersection of both my interests and my skills, and I'd like to thank you in advance for considering my application. I've lived in Kaiser since the spring of 2012, when my wife and I bought our home here. While I've searched for opportunities to serve my community, it wasn't until recently that I had the time I felt I would need to commit to the level of service that I want to provide. Both my educational and professional backgrounds are in economics. Professionally, in my work for the Public Utility Commission, I spend time evaluating economic arguments from the business community, from interest groups, ratepayers, consumers, regarding rate increases for utility service, regarding property sales, regarding cost of capital for companies that are governed by the Utility Commission. I'm familiar with both quasi-judicial proceedings and administrative rulemaking, as well as the different hats a commissioner must wear depending on the case they are hearing. I enjoy being part of a process that can seem arcane from the outside, but which is critical to keeping the wheels of government moving. The sort of thing where if you're doing it right, nobody outside of the process will ever think you did anything at all. I don't mind that it makes for bad party talk. Mostly, I enjoy the puzzle-solving aspect of economic questions, where you need to find the best way to use limited resources to meet unlimited wants. Sometimes you can find a win-win solution. Sometimes you're picking from the best of two bad options. But you should always base your decisions on sound judgment, evidence, and objectivity. I am hopeful that I will be able to add my own judgment and objectivity to that which the Planning Commission already has. With no resource more limited than space and few wants as limited as how to use it, the Commission is just the sort of place where I would like to contribute my time and talents. I appreciate your time and look forward to any questions and the opportunity to join the Planning Commission. Thank you.
Questions?
What brought you to Kaiser?
Well, besides a great deal on a house, my wife grew up here. I grew up in outer Marion County out towards Turner. My wife grew up mostly in Kaiser and is a graduate of McNary High School. She's currently the JV2 soccer coach for the girls team out there, as well as an assistant varsity coach. So I've seen the benefit that she gets from being in the community as well, and I wanted to come out myself. Kaiser, I lived here for a summer or two during my teenage years. She, of course, grew up mostly here, and it's a positive community. You have the benefits of a big city without the obvious drawbacks. We're happy to be raising our family here. We have three children, all under the age of 10, that go to GUBSER, and we enjoy being part of the community there. And we haven't seen any reason to believe that we've found the wrong place.
Are you going to have any problem with the time commitment to be on the committee?
I specifically waited to apply to be a part of any of these committees until I felt like I would be able to commit. Not only did I graduate from OSU with my bachelor's degree last September, so September of 2017, my wife entered OSU for a distance learning program for her psychology degree. I wanted to give it a year to see how it worked with our family, balancing our needs, and I believe that we've gotten ourselves to a, it's never going to be a fine-tuned machine, we've got three kids under 10, But I'm comfortable and she's comfortable and the kids are comfortable with this much, with the time commitment for the committee, as well as any adjacent meetings, workshops, or volunteer opportunities that arise from my participation with it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have you served in a similar capacity anywhere else?
I've not. No, this would be my first opportunity to serve in a capacity such as this, and I'm looking forward to it because it's the sort of work that I want to be able to provide and at a level I want to provide. I spent some months attending meetings for a partisan political party in Salem at the county level, and I was unimpressed with the level of dedication and the quality of conversation that took place there. So I know what I don't want, and I know what I do want when I'm giving my time to an organization.
Thank you.
Thank you.
One more. How did you learn of the vacancies?
I applied. I saw there was an opportunity to apply. When I was looking, I didn't see a vacancy, but it's the other committees and the other commissions are interesting, but as I said in my statement, I feel like this is the best intersection. I was hopeful when I applied for it.
Where did you see this at?
On the City of Kaiser website.
Okay, thank you.
I selected it from a drop-down menu, after evaluating the different committees and their missions and reviewing their minutes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Not that you need it. So, Jeffrey, I have a question. I'm the council liaison for the Planning Commission. Asked for that assignment. I don't know, maybe I need my head examined, but have you followed?
He's asking for this assignment too.
I know, so yeah, I switched traffic for planning, but that's okay. Have you followed the Planning Commission at all, like watched it on Channel 23 or Kaiser TV?
No, I don't tend to spend any time watching television. I don't have, that doesn't work in with our family schedule, but I do review the minutes of the committees. I know that and this is just from memory, but I know that one of the concerns is our urban growth boundary shared with Salem and the difficulty that we have in choosing whether to separate ourselves from that boundary and what we would face in doing so. Also, some of the more the boring stuff, I guess I would say, but only boring to people who aren't involved in it, very serious to the business people who are involved, such as sign regulations, electronic signs down River Road, how we want Kaiser to look when you're going through it versus how we want Kaiser to feel when we're in it, how we want it to work for people who are also working for it.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you.
Anything else? All right. Well, thank you very, very much. It looks like you've got a meeting later that you've got to go to.
I do. So I appreciate the commission's giving me the opportunity to speak first. Before I go, if I may, I see based on the agenda, and while I don't see her in the audience, Shannon Flowers has applied for several positions. I would just like to speak on behalf of her and say that I've known Shannon for many years. I find her to be compassionate, articulate, intelligent, and she would be an enormous benefit to any committee that chooses to have her join its ranks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Okay. All right. So then we will go to Alan Barker.
Good evening, Council Committee members. I learned about the opening at this point in time from Matt Lyer. He informed me about a month and a half ago that there was an opening that we'd worked on some things in the past, and he's thought that I should apply for it at this point in time. And I took about 2 weeks of consideration before jumping into it, because I know that sometimes it can take quite a bit of time. I do serve on the Budget Committee at this point in time, due to be there about one more year, I guess. The Planning Committee, the quasi-judicial, and some of the aspects of the laws we have to take in consideration with a committee, I thought was really well presented. I took a look at the video that our city attorney had put together about 2 years ago for the new members, and it was enlightening in some of the aspects of what had happened to some of the other cities because they hadn't followed the rules precisely. We've got some growth problems here in Kaiser. I know that we do need to grow in some aspects. We have some things that can be changed a little bit. I know we've got a heck of a traffic problem. I know that some of the considerations as far as traffic concerns have already been addressed. We may get to that, we may not. I know we've got some issues down Lock Haven and River Road that have already been pretty much decided. I have a concern about the groups that are supposed to be putting together a plan for us that we're supposed to be taking under consideration. They may have some very good ideas. I want to make sure that their ideas fit Kaiser. I would be opposed to some multifamily development that didn't take into consideration good parking, good access, and good traffic. It's also got to fit in the neighborhood, and that's a concern of mine. I worked construction for about, I'm 65 years old now, 40 some years. I've seen a lot of different developments. Some worked very well, some didn't. I'd like to hope that we can keep from making some of the same mistakes. Those were primarily density that was too high for traffic in that area. And it was a real problem for the citizens that were already there, the existing property owners. That's a concern of mine. So I know that we have some decisions to make here very soon. They're required by state law that we follow up on that to complete that decision-making process. And I'd like to be a part of that. Questions?
You think it's going to be a lot of... Are you going to be able to handle the time commitment if you're on two committees?
I don't think I'm allowed to be on two committees, am I?
Yeah.
Can I?
Mm-hmm.
They don't overlap that much. We've got budget committee usually is on Thursday night. I guess the planning committee is usually on Wednesday nights. I asked Matt what the commitment probably would be anywhere
but Matt's
from,
on like seven committees, so.
Yeah.
There's only six.
1 to 5 hours per month, depending upon what's going on at the time. So... And, you know, the committee's got some pretty sharp people on it, some resources there that you can call on if you have any questions about what's going on and how they think it's going to affect Kaiser. I think there's a great deal of resources that during the committee meetings, those resources are already here to help meet the demand and to keep Kaiser comfortable for everybody and still meet some of the growth potential that we do have. It's going to be a problem. We've got 38,000 citizens here. We've got a budget that's razor thin. We don't have a whole lot of movement as far as what we can do with creating additional jobs in Kaiser because we don't have really development area except up at C or D up at Kaiser Station. So what do we do? Do we take Cherry and help develop Cherry further? Well, let's see what the private industry, private business has to say when they want to develop something over there. How is that going to affect the traffic pattern over there? I personally think Cherry is a good way to bring people in from Salem Parkway. I am concerned about the bridge, the third bridge. The bridge we've got going over at Salem right now, it's stopped by the city of Salem. That's a concern of mine. How's it going to affect us here? People are going to be coming down Lock Haven, using River Road, going across the bridge. We've got some real issues to come up with. So getting back to time constraint, I retired from running tower cranes and stuff and doing logistics and stuff on construction projects on November 1st. So the time constraint's not a problem.
Cool. Thank you.
What brought you to Kaiser?
Actually... We were in, I grew up in Spokane and raised my kids in Kirkland. And I chased a girl down to California about 1999. And that didn't work out. But after about a year and a half living in California, it was all about getting out. And I've been looking for a place to come back to that still had an economy, a nice place to be, And we really started looking very seriously about it about 5 years ago from today. And Julie and I looked for about a year and a half to 2 years before we decided on Kaiser. We looked at all over the Northwest. We knew we wanted to be in the Northwest. And we came back to Kaiser and stayed in the hotel about three different times because that was the most comfortable place to be for the environment around us. And we used that as a base to go do is clear up in the Columbia Gorge ways or out on the peninsula over to Tillamook. We used the hotel, you know. So as it turned out, we were lucky enough to rent a place in Gubser. And when Julie found out that that's where they have the Christmas lights and every year, and everybody decorates the homes, that kind of took the cake that we had to do that one. We felt comfortable about being here. You know, I talked to a lot of people about what was going on. The budget was balanced. It was razor thin, close to the Capitol. I like to go to the Capitol once in a while and see whose desk I can reach across and find out why they're doing certain things. So it fit, and yet we're close to the ocean. We're close to fishing, if I ever get to go fishing and hunting. So, yeah, it has a good around. It has pretty much everything we wanted to have. Got the river to swim in and three pools to swim in. So.
Thank you.
Yeah.
First, I'm going to clarify, because you do sit on the budget committee, just for everyone to know, we meet usually once in January for a long-range planning session, mm-hmm. and then we always schedule four meetings the first Tuesday, Thursdays of May. Usually, the last 2 years, we've done the budget in two nights, so being on budget committee would not impact the planning commission at all, so I just want to make sure everyone is aware of those meetings. And I would ask the same question that I did of Jeffrey is, have you been following the Planning Commission, either attending, watching on TV, you know, online?
Not as much as I probably should have to know exactly how things are happening with the planning and the group that's going to be coming in and giving us a proposal and some advice to meet our state obligations. But I do know that as it shapes up, there's going to be some good ideas in this thing. And I think that we have to keep our eyes open and our minds open to some of the ideas that it might present, even if I might think that coming from a city company that they have higher densities in mind for us. They may not. And if they do have a higher density and it fits Kaiser and it fits what the committee thinks is going to work for our town, yeah, I'd go for it. I don't think we can be close-minded about certain things like that. So I guess I kind of skated around your question, but that's kind of how that's why I'm concerned about being on the committee, to have a voice in it. So that the existing citizens have an idea that what makes Kaiser now work stays that way. I really like the fact that, you know, we've got to find this many volunteers for the planning committee. I'm going, that's cool. That's what Kaiser is about. It pays nothing. You guys don't get paid a dime for all the hours you're putting in. And yet it's up to you guys to pick the best applicants for the different committees and the positions. So I just want to express, you know, my appreciation for you guys. It's not easy. So
yeah, but the benefits are amazing.
Yeah, yeah, and the benefits, retirement is fantastic.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Any other questions?
I've got one for the group, and that is, quite a few have put them down for multiple committees that they're looking to be on. It'd be nice if we could prioritize those somehow.
Yeah, I was going to do that. Yeah. When they come up, we ask. Okay. Usually. All right. Thank you. Samuel Carlson. Nope. Did you get anything? Okay. But we know that Shannon is ill. Jeremy Vargas? Nope. Okay.
Did you get anything from Jeremy?
No.
Is Frank here yet? Are you Frank?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. We're ready for you then.
I apologize for being late. I tried to cover the distance from Grand Ronde to here. And he is correct. It is a parking lot. Any police come in here, you don't know me, by the way. Okay, so my understanding there are a number of questions that you asked before, or do you want me to give
them? Nope, you just tell us a little bit about yourself and why you're interested in this committee, and then that's when we put you through the third degree.
I see. Well, my name is Frank Hauser. I've resided in Kaiser for the last 2 years. Before that, I spent 17 years in Salem. Before that, I lived in Mac for a while, and then I lived out south, probably off and on since 83. Went to Chemawa back in the day when Kaiser became a city. We were walking down the street, and this guy's like, "This is a construction zone for wood, City Hall. This is not a typical City Hall." I'm involved across the board in a number of subjects that make me tick. One is I'm an active member in my tribe, Confederate Tribes of Grand Ronde. I'm on the Timber Committee. We meet on Thursdays, the first Tuesday, or as I was, the first Thursday of the month. I don't know if that'll be a conflict. I've been on that committee off and on through my tours. I was in the service for many years. And I do believe I only applied for the Planning Commission in that 2009 I had made a conscious decision to go back to school. And then when I got back from my third tour, I would go to school. I was injured overseas, and so then I had to get put back together. So I was medically retired from the Army as an engineer. And then I've been going to Portland State for the last 4 years, 2014, for community development. I've done a lot of footwork in Portland, Portland Metro PMA. I do watch a lot of videos, screening. I'm involved with city planning, community development. I like what Kaiser has done with the complete street from Verda to, I think that's Hayden Island out there. I'd like to see more of that. But the reason why I applied is because I have a say. And so by doing the footwork, by doing the research, I can read this information. You can ask a question. You can ask a question. And that's all about teamwork. That's about fundamentals of getting to the solution. Living in the solution is the best, I think. And then the way the system is set up is that we make a decision. We give it to the community. The community has input. And they can come here and they can give their concerns. You know, I think the economic development is the driving machine for everybody. And so how do we get to economic development? I've been trying to work with Grand Ronde and Solette's about putting a gas station over by the water tower. Yeah, I don't know if that's going to happen or not. They always say on Indian time. And so I'm like, okay, yeah, be patient. And so those are the things that I look at, you know, is how can we improve? I know that the urban growth boundaries are very large in while Oregon has set the standard. And so I think that looking at the urban growth boundary in terms of economic development and bringing people in. Another one is the minimum lot size. Yeah, I'm a big fan. My family had a construction business for years. And so I was hired and fired by my dad many times. And so something that I've grown fond of is the mid-century look. But I'm a big fan of porches in that it slows things down. And it gives the opportunity to people to interact with their neighbors. And so I try to push that whenever I can, however I can. Building is my thing. You know, I was in the Oregon National Guard for many years, and I've done a lot of projects. I've worked with helped rebuild the Lewis and Clark cabin up in Warrenton area. That was fun. I was the NCOA on that. I've built a lot of bridges in central and eastern Oregon. You know, for projects, which is fun. You know, we do a tactical thing. It's an Army thing. It's a guy thing, you know. But the point is that I've done things that interested me. You know, and so Writing a grant would be nice. I say that reluctantly, but my sisters and my brother have written grants, and they write grants for the tribe, and they're like, good luck. And so I think it's all about what kind of grant you're going to write, you know, community development. Affordable housing is another one, you know, that needs to be addressed, I think. You know, and something that I've just recently learned is transportation is not my thing, but it's kind of part of planning. And that is, how do we get more people on the bus and out of their car? Not like London, where they tax you all to death if you go downtown. I'm a big fan of the Third Bridge. The question is where. But how do we get people on the well, not Max, but chariots? Well, an incentive would be to have them bring in bottles. And in those bottles, you redeem for credits. And on those credits, you can ride a bus X amount of time. You know, you have a week to use this credits for recycling. You know, things of that nature. You give them incentive instead of taxing them to death. You say, oh, yes, I could take a bus. You know, so those things. You know, I'm a big troubleshooter. You know, I like to communicate about we. Did I answer the question?
Would you have a time commitment with the meetings?
Yes. The time commitments is, I think, in two parts, in that you get the information ahead of time, and you're able to chew on it, and then spit out some questions. And then when you come to the meeting, you wait for your time in new business or old business, and you ask questions, things of that nature. Yes, that is a big question. And so my tribe is the same way. You can only be on two committees. And so I'm only on one, which is the Timber Committee. And we're working that right now, because there's a lot of question on merging, because we have a lot of committees, which I'm a big fan of, merging the, you know. And the second one is feedback from my peers, or in this case would be my peers, but they would be far ahead of me in terms of understanding what's going on, how things work. And I would hope that they would relay that to me.
So the planning meetings are the second Wednesday of each month. Mm-hmm. Would you have a problem attending those meetings each month?
Yeah. No, I am. I am. My time is. I'm still going to school, but it's here and there. And what I mean is, like, I'm going to be taking a neighborhood association class through Portland State. Another one is GIS. We're all about the computer. I haven't quite got that down yet, so I need to take that. But my schedule is pretty open, and I will, for planning, I'll make time.
Thank you.
Thank you for your service, by the way.
Hello?
You've been a busy guy.
That's my question.
Okay.
So, Frank, I'm going to ask the same question that I asked the other two applicants that are here. Have you followed the Kaiser Planning Commission, either through, because we broadcast on Channel 23, but you have to live in Kaiser for that, or online, or reviewing the packet that's posted on, you know, on the city website as well, or the minutes?
I dabble in it. I dabble with the parks, the sidewalks. What is it called? The interest committee or something like that? You know? Yes. You know, so I play on the computer. You have to be part of the computer nowadays, or you're behind the curve. You know, I think being part of the being active in your community is very important, even if you have just questions that need to be simple answer, or maybe goes a little bit deeper. I think that's, being involved is a very large part of it.
Perfect. Thank you.
Okay. How did you learn of this vacancy?
Oh, I stalk the web page.
Webpage?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank
you.
Yes.
Yes. I watch it.
You guys have any questions?
None for me.
Good.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Frank.
Thank you.
Do I have a motion to close nominations?
I'll make the motion to close the nominations.
Second.
All right. It's been moved and seconded. Any conversation, discussion about that? All right.
I do.
Okay.
We have
an illness and two no-shows.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So we have an illness and two no-shows. But the one...
Shannon
was the illness. Samuel was a no-show, and Jeremy. Jeremy was a no-show.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to bring that to everybody's attention.
I have a question. Did Shannon specifically reach out to you, or you just happen to know her?
No, sir. I've known... just to give it for the record, I've known Shannon and her family for over a decade now. I helped them move to Kaiser when they came here from Eugene last year. Don't quote me on that. Could have been 18 months, but it's around a year that they've lived here. She and her husband were both students down at University of Oregon. He graduated with a master's in conflict resolution. She with her Juris Doctorate. She works for, I can't remember which legislative committee she's working for right now, but I know she's in state government. I just happened to see that her name was on the list. There's been no communication between she and I for, certainly not about this topic.
Speaks volumes.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
So we can consider them, just with the information that we have. So we have in front of us our Planning Commission ballots. Thank you, guys. Before we vote, that I just wanted to thank you guys. I love it when we have difficult decisions to make.
It's very difficult tonight, let me tell you.
It is.
All right. So we were voting for
position one. 7 for the Planning Commission.
And why do I have 3 of them?
Yeah, in case we need revotes.
Oh, very good. I was going to vote for 3.
No. You could do that, but no.
Well, I'll just say, as the liaison to the Planning Commission, all of our committees are open to the public. So if you are not selected tonight, I would encourage you to come, continue to watch online. I mean, I hope that, you know, it doesn't stop you from becoming involved. And that's open to the council. I mean, there's more people here tonight than a lot of times we have in the audience of council meetings. And I started on this committee. I sat on this committee for 12 years, so this committee is near and dear to my heart, this Volunteer Coordinating Committee. So it's a great place to start, and I think any committee that anyone as a citizen can serve on is a great opportunity. So thank you to everyone.
This is why.
Revote.
All right.
Check the machines. Make sure they're tamper with them.
Clay, how is it that you managed to have a hanging chad on these things? They don't even have chads. All right. So the votes, Trish, Jeffrey, Daisy, Jeffrey.
Wait, you gotta
go. Oh, sorry.
Okay. Go ahead.
So I voted Jeffrey as well.
Okay.
Clay, Frank, Phil, Allen, and Myrna. Why is it there?
It's
an N?
Yes, it's a typo. Myra.
I thought that was. So Myra, Frank. I was like, I didn't remember Myrna. I had Myra in my head.
The other ones say Myra, but that one's in.
So we have a tie. We've got 2 for Frank, 2 for Jeffrey, and 1 for Allen. So we need to revote.
So do we revote or just for those two?
We'll be sending out ballots.
Just those two? Okay. So.
Just those two?
Yeah, between those two. All right. Myra, Frank, Clay, Frank, Phil, Jeffrey, Daisy, Jeffrey, Trish, Jeffrey. All right. So, do we still move?
You need a motion.
Okay.
To recommend.
Now, I motion that we bring forth the name of Jeffrey Watson for position number 7 to the council for the Planning Commission.
I second the motion.
All right. It's been moved and seconded that Jeffrey Watson's name be moved forward for position 7 on the Planning Commission. Are there any additional discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right. Thank you very much. So appreciate it. Frank, really, really appreciate it. Like I said, it was a very difficult decision for all of us. Alan, you as well. I really encourage you guys to continue to put in your names for other committees. Like Kim said, you are more than welcome to attend the Planning Commission. All of our committees are open to the public. They also take public testimony, so just because you're not on the committee does not mean that you don't have a say. And we really, really appreciate all that you do for us. Thank you. All right. Gosh, I love having to work. Don't tell my boss that, though. Oh, yeah.
Thanks for coming, you guys.
Thank you.
See ya.
All right. So now on to parks. So we have two vacancies.
Can I call a timeout real quick?
Yes, sir.
Debbie, a question really
quick. Okay. I'm going to vamp while you're doing that. Because we've got Samuel was a no-show. Shannon's still ill. Jeremy is still not here. So we're going to have Ben Hiddle and Stephanie Iverson that we're going to be looking at. So, Ben.
Oh, hello, committee members. I don't have pretty speeches like those guys set up. Basically, I was born and raised in Kaiser. I graduated from McNary. I've been friends with Matt for probably too long. So basically it's
is that
so basically I'm getting older, I guess. You know, I want to give back more to the community. I actually did volunteer coach. I coached with Coach Keeker at McNary as a volunteer for a couple years, and then I got hired at the penitentiary, so I had to give that up because during trial service you don't get to control your schedule. I've moved on to a desk job now with the state, and so I have a lot more free time to actually give back to people, you know, give back to my community. I just want to do it more and more, I guess, the older I get, just help out and do what I can. Yeah, that's really all I got for you guys. I know I'm on 3 committees, or on the thing you guys want me to
do. Can you rank which ones you would prefer?
Yes, ma'am. My number one is parks, just for me, because it's an outside thing. I know you guys, they've done a lot of good stuff, you know, building the park up in the meadows and all that. And I know Matt keeps me posted on Facebook with all the stuff that they're constantly doing. So, I mean, that's, for me, that's my thing. I like to be outside. And I guess with the parks committee, that's a way to help other kids, get kids outside, because I feel there is definitely a problem with kids being parented with the television when they should be outside, so we need to provide those spaces for them. Number 2 would be the Public Arts Commission, and then my third choice is just the Traffic Safety, Bikeways, Pedestrian Committee.
All right. So, Trish, you already answered your usual... Actually, both of your normal questions. Do you have anything else for him? Not right now.
Oh, the opening I found out through the Facebook page is how I originally found out about it. And then I got a hold of Matt to see kind of what it was about. So then that really, talking to him actually pushed me to put in for the positions.
What's your current address, home address?
I live in North Salem. So, but I know.
Jeff just lived in Kaiser?
See, that's what I was trying to find out.
One.
That's the only reason I'm here. I asked her that before I actually put in the application. I said, hey, is this a problem? Because, I grew up here, graduated, and I volunteered here in the past. And I just...
That space at his house.
Yeah, I'm in Hayesville, so I'm like as North Salem as you can get before you hit Kaiser. I don't know if that helps.
Are you in relation to Melody?
Most likely, yeah. Hiddles were all related.
Like
so, if you know one, I mean...
She went to McNary.
Yeah, okay.
So, Debbie, there's not a non-resident currently on any of these committees? Okay. Okay.
And you did learn about this from Facebook?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Anything else?
You wouldn't have a time problem with the time commitment for
no,
the meetings?
No, ma'am. No, my time is wide open. I work 8 to 5 now, weekends and holidays off, so I got no problem making meetings in the evening either.
Thank you.
Thanks. All right. Thank you very much, Ben.
Thank you.
Thanks for your service, too.
Stephanie? Nope. Well, I know. All right. So, and you didn't receive anything then from her either?
No, I didn't.
Okay. All right. Do we have a motion to close nominations?
I make a motion to close the nominations.
All right.
I second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Well, again, we can consider the other people if we wanted to, or we can have a motion to just put forth Ben's name probably.
I make a motion to put forth Ben's name to serve on position.
Actually, so Ben, there's two positions, one that expires at the end of next year and then one expires in 2021. I would think probably to do the one that's a shorter one, just in case it doesn't work for you for whatever reason. You've got a smaller commitment, you can always re-up, but it doesn't matter to us either way, which is just what you prefer.
But you could choose the one that expires in 2021 also.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, honestly, I'd go for that one. It's something I want to do.
Okay. So that would be position 7.
Put forth to position number 3.
7?
Oh, I'm sorry.
But
I was looking at the wrong one.
I want to say something, though, before we do this.
Position 7.
We have all these applicants on here. I say we should vote. I can't see not filling it.
We've got a motion, but no second.
Yeah,
right.
We need to get a second first.
Okay. Yeah. Is there a second?
A second.
So Maida is seconding. Now discussion. So you would...
We have all these people on here, and I can't see only filling one position when we have all these people on here. I say we should vote.
Mm-hmm. If they don't call me, I can have to assume they've changed their mind. If we appoint them, and then they don't show up, then we just don't have a call for those meetings.
Yeah.
So I think, other than Shannon, I think that the no-shows... and David Dempster, who sent an email, I think the people that didn't send an email or respond to me when I asked them if they were coming today.
Okay.
I have to assume that they've changed their mind.
Okay. And then I would also like to add that position is still going to be open. Mm-hmm. So, Shannon will have an opportunity to come, and then those people, if something came up and they did have a legitimate emergency and, thinking about us was the last thing.
Okay.
And which one does that... covered, because this is might make a difference. Which area does number 7.
No, it's not.
No, they don't have the specific area. It's just the time. It's a slot that is a time slot.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought there was.
No.
Well, they're assigned on parks. Other roster.
Right, that's what I must
have
said.
Oh.
But those are not legal.
Recommendations. Okay, cool.
And I'd like to add a comment as well. We've had concerns in the past, and actually we've appointed people that have not shown to this committee, and they've not shown to the committee when we appoint them. And so because I have history on this committee, this has been a long debated topic for many, many years, and as long as I've been around, we want people to be here because it shows the interest in the committee that they want to serve on. And I get things happen and, you know, people are sick or they have a vacation already planned and it doesn't work. But I think if they're truly interested, they really do need to come and show us, and we need to hear about them because it's your recommendation to the council, and we put credit and faith in all of our committees that you're making the best recommendation forward. So.
Okay. So we've had the motion moved and seconded. We've had discussion. Do you want to withdraw your motion? Or you want to continue with them?
I would say continue.
Okay. All right. Then all those in favor of putting forth Ben Hiddle's name for position 7 on the Parks and Recreation Advisory Board, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? All right. Thank you very much, Ben.
Congratulations.
And then we are now, so KPIC.
Whoops, real quick.
What?
I know Shannon put in she actually also applied for this one. Is it possible to put a motion to put her on there? I know she's ill, otherwise it sounds like she would have been here.
You can certainly move that.
We're just going to.
She did apply for several.
And that's the other thing.
I was looking at her application. Did you look at it?
I'm going to vote for points of interest for her.
Yeah.
She said she was there. Mm-hmm. I took her right back and asked her. I said, we might be able to consider you if we knew which one you liked best. But I didn't hear back from her. I figured,
I think she'd be useful. She's got looks like she's got a law degree and very involved. So, I mean, I think.
Absolutely. You know, but, I mean, I think that we need to talk to her because, again, she's interested in multiple things.
Yeah. Why don't we wait?
Ranking.
Yeah. I think it'd be wise to wait to hear what her priority is and then maybe not push her for tonight.
Yep.
Great. Thanks.
That would be. Boy, you guys are making us work this time.
I know.
All right.
We've gone through two of them.
KPIC? So, KPIC, we've got the two no-shows and then Shannon being ill. What can we do here?
I would say pass.
And just.
I would not want to recommend anybody for points of interest until they understand
what that is, and yeah. So what, is there anything that I need that we need
to do? I make a motion that we pass for tonight on that committee.
Okay.
I second the motion.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further conversation? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Now we've got arts. So we have Ben and Felicia. Are you Felicia? Yay.
All right.
So we've heard from Ben. Let's hear from Felicia, and then we'll ask any follow-ups of Ben if we need to. We've got two positions. All right, so tell us a little bit about yourself and why you're interested.
Okay. I'm Felicia Squires, as you know, and I'm an Oregonian. I was born and raised in Eugene, and then I left Oregon after I graduated from college to pursue more education and employment, and we've just returned to Oregon in July 2016 with my family. We own a home in Kaiser. I have a son at McNary and a son at JGEMS. So I applied to the Public Arts Commission because I have a passion for art. And I believe art can be not just an individual expression, but a community expression as well. We love Kaiser. Even though both of my sons were born in Kansas, they just said they were supposed to be born in Oregon. and that we love it here. And so we want to become more involved in the community, and I just thought the Public Arts Commission fit best with my passion and my interests. So thank you.
Would you have a problem with the time commitment?
No. I work during the day. I'm home by 5 or 5:30 every night. So
thank you. And how did you learn
Facebook
about the vacancy?
Yes.
Thank you. I love it.
I'm addicted to that Facebook page. Yeah.
Have you been following any of the things that the Public Arts have been doing?
I didn't even think to do that. So, no, I haven't.
Who's your favorite American author?
Cormac McCarthy. Hmm. Yeah. Well, I said that very quickly. But, yeah, it is Cormac McCarthy.
There might be a lot of them.
Might
be a second place
so.
Person, too, then. All right.
Yeah, probably Barbara Kingsolver.
Okay. Thanks.
Yes, ma'am.
So, just living here, and art is your passion, what do you think, just in the city, are there thoughts? You know, if there was one thing you could do, for you could call it beautification, you could, you know, maybe it's getting kids involved. It's a pretty open-ended question, you know, some people come to committees with certain interests, right? Or I would like to see this happen on the Arts Commission, or this on planning, or this on traffic. So I'm just curious, because we don't always have a lot of interest on the Arts Commission, so I'm glad we have,
I love the interest statues that are around. I really like that, so I'd like to see more of those. I don't know if we want, some communities do murals on kind of not so attractive sides of buildings. That could be something. Maybe something, I don't know what it would be, but something interactive. Like you said, we talked about kids. If there was some kind of art that people could interact with and not just look at, but participate in somehow.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Anything else? Okay. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Ben, so you've been moved forward for the parks. You can be on more than one committee at a time. Oftentimes we tend to have one because we don't want to burn you out, because then you end up like Matt.
Exactly. I don't want that. You might be moving in.
Clay told me to say it.
Okay.
So are you still wanting to be considered for arts?
I'm not. Like I knew there was multiple positions, and I figured there'd be a lot of people like trying to volunteer, and I really just want to help out.
Mm-hmm.
Since, you know, I can now be on a committee, then I'd like to just see what I can do with that.
Okay.
If that's okay.
Yep. Nope. Wanted to give you that chance. So, do we have a motion to close nominations?
I motion that we close the nominations for the Arts Commission.
Second.
All right. It's been moved and seconded, and we close nominations. Any discussion?
Do we need to indicate which position at this time?
Oh, yes, we probably should. We need to do that.
So we're closing
nominations altogether, and then we'll do that on the motion, or for the recommendation.
Okay.
So all those in favor of closing nominations?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right. Now the recommendation. So Felicia, there are two positions. One expires in 2020 and one expires in 2021. Do you have a preference?
I can do the 21.
Okay. So that would be position 3.
7.
No, it's 3 for the Arts Commission.
You did the same thing I did. You looked at a different page.
No, she's looking at a different.
I'm looking at
That's what I'm looking at.
I'm looking at the sheet.
Okay, well, let's just do it by the expiration date then.
Okay.
Because I'm looking at this.
Yeah, yeah. We're,
okay.
There's so much to get.
There was. There's a whole bunch.
Position three here is is position three on this sheet.
And this
so,
is seven
so
three?
The, yeah. Okay, so we're
so
just
expiring June of 21.
Okay.
We're good. Debbie's got this.
All right, so we have a motion. We had the motion. Did we have a second?
No, I didn't. Who made
it? Oh.
We haven't made a motion yet.
Okay, that's right.
I motion that we bring forth the name of Felicia Squires to position number, whatever it is, expiring June of 21, to the Arts Commission.
Second the motion.
All right, all those in, or any discussion? All those in favor of bringing forth Felicia Squires' name for the position on the Arts Commission expiring June of 2021, say aye.
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 Those opposed? All right.
Great.
Thank you. So, can we move on to Traffic, Safety, Bikeways, Pedestrian Committee?
He had mixed up the date and had made reservations at a place in a lake up on Town Lake in Washington, and they would not let him change it. He tried, so he got to the meeting, but they would not let him change it.
Okay, and that's the position he's already got, right?
He has served in that position, and he is an integral part of that committee.
Okay. Okay.
Ben, are you still interested in being on this committee?
Oh, man.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
I
yes,
would
ma'am.
Like to. I used to be the liaison on Traffic Safety, Bikeways, Pedestrian Committee prior to planning, and I would echo exactly what Debbie said. David is there. He researches if consumers, our community members, wow, it's been a day. If they come in with a traffic concern, he will actually go and sit at the light or the stop sign or go down the street and count cars or whatever. So he really does do his homework, and he is great. If you have not watched him fit helmets on people, kids of all ages, he is amazing. So he is an integral part of the committee.
I watched him at the open house at the fire department, and it is amazing.
I move that we close the nominations for the Traffic Safety Bikeways Pedestrian Committee.
Second.
All right, that's been moved and seconded. We close nominations. Is there any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right. And now we need the motion to bring forth.
Okay. I move that we consider David Dempster to position number six for the Traffic Safety Bikeways Pedestrian Committee.
Let's just make it because on the agenda it's four. So let's just make it for the vacant position.
Okay. All right. Strike that and do it for the open position, expiring on 12/30/2021.
Yep.
Not 31.
Mm-hmm. We don't know. Is there a second?
Second.
All right, it's been moved and seconded that we bring forth David Dempster to City Council for the open position on Traffic Safety Bikeways Pedestrian Committee. Is there any other conversation? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? All right. Goodness. And we still have one more. Youth Committee Liaison, and you've been so patient. Thank you. Christopher. Oh, and you want to be on the Planning Commission, too? That is so cool. You're just in hog heaven, aren't you?
Hello, everyone.
Hi.
Hi. So I've wanted to fill in this position to be Youth Liaison and be on the City Planning Commission ever since I heard about the opportunity. I want to do this because not only do I want to give back to the city that I grew up in, but I also need that experience for my future goals. I'm currently enrolled in McNary High School and the CTEC program, the Career and Technical Ed program, and the Business and Leadership Development. And that's given me a little bit of background, a little bit of base knowledge for zoning and city zoning and how that works and the relationship between business and housing, et cetera. I'm hoping to learn, I'm hoping to grow, and I'm hoping to give back in any way I can. I also believe that I have a gift of being objective and hearing both sides, and I love to be able to give my two cents when necessary and when asked for, and to learn more about the city of Kaiser and how all of this operates.
Can ask how he found out?
I already know it was Matt.
It's always Matt. Everything.
Maybe such a great recruiter. I'm just trying to be like
dead. No, you are doing actually as much grief as we're giving you tonight, Matt. Seriously, all of these people saying, oh, I heard it from Matt, that is huge. You're like, you need an ambassadorship.
But I got it from Debbie. So. he does Boy Scout training on the side.
All right. So you said your future plans. Which are?
I'd like to, after high school, once I've gone down the line, once I'm financially independent enough to, run for it, I'd like to be a House Representative someday. So that's my end goal for now. I mean, I never know where, you know, if it's going to be too hard and then I'm going to stop there and I'm going to say, oh, you know, this is too much, but I might go further than that. I don't know. But yeah, that is my end goal for now.
Too much.
How about city council? Start here.
Yeah.
Right?
Council. That was actually, it was at an event for Elizabeth Smith, my aunt, that I heard about it. So, yeah, I mean, city council does sound pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Would I have to abstain because he's my neighbor?
There's no
financial gain.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. Is that all?
Any other questions?
Tell me about the CTEC program. What's your favorite class has been so far?
Being enrolled in the Business and Leadership Development program, I'm in the same room for most of the day.
Okay.
And so there aren't really many other programs, but it's a fantastic program, and I've enjoyed it a lot. Applicable learning feels very different from my homeschool.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks for wanting to be involved. That's
all right.
Do you still do the video? Oh, that's right. Okay.
So we need a motion to close nominations.
I will make a motion to close nominations.
I second it.
All right. It's been moved and seconded to close nominations for youth liaison to the Planning Commission. Is there any discussion around that? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? All right. Anyone to move to bring forth his name?
I motion that we bring forth the name of Christopher Wolfert to the youth liaison for the Planning Commission.
I second that motion.
It's been moved and seconded that Christopher Wolfert's name be brought forth for the youth liaison for the Planning Commission. Any discussion about that? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Yay! Oh, this is so awesome. It's a lovely night. All right, where is my, oh, it's right there. Other business. So, recruitment.
Yes, we will have one vacancy yet and on the Parks Board, two vacancies on Points of Interest, and one vacancy on the Public Arts.
Did you hear that, Matt?
Can you send that email out?
I will.
Thank you.
All right.
It was a very productive meeting.
It was. This was so awesome. I love it when this happens. I love having to make decisions.
Chair.
Yes, ma'am.
Before you leave other business, I am the liaison to West Kaiser Neighborhood Association,
mm-hmm.
and they would like someone from this committee to come and talk about the Volunteer Coordinating Committee.
When do they meet?
So they meet the second Thursday at 7 p.m. here at City Hall. And I can just put whomever would like to do that in touch with Chris Adams. She coordinates all the speakers for the Neighborhood Association meetings.
Okay. Is there somebody who has a burning desire to do that? I can certainly do that.
Okay.
Yeah, if you can, you have my email, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yep.
So just give her my email and that would, we'll work that out.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Cool. Anything else? So the next meeting is December 20th. Is that something we think that we are going to be able to do? That's close to Christmas, but the week before, so. Could they be live like these ones? These ones were great.
So, Debbie, can any of these wait till January? I mean, I know from quorum purposes we want people on the committees, but it is 5 days before the holiday, and I'm thinking of all of us and all the people that are applying, and I'm not trying to push it off, but if there's...
Points of Interest does not meet in November because their meeting falls on Thanksgiving, so they bump it to the beginning of December, so they're not
going to get in.
It won't affect them, and Parks Advisory, all of these Public Arts doesn't meet again until January.
So well, then why don't, yeah, because I don't think, I think not just for us, but for potential volunteers.
I make a motion that we wait until January till our next meeting.
Us. Yep.
All right. It's been moved and seconded. Discussion? No? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Sweet. So we will meet in January, and then at 7:07-ish, we're adjourning. Yay!
So January.